Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock, and welcome to my lifestyle podcast, Live Without a Net. The podcast showcases people who live fearlessly and have the ambition to create something. I'll showcase change makers who have decided to let go of their safety net in order to survive. So let's jump right in. Hi, I'm Jen Sherlock. Welcome to Live Without a Net. I have the president of John Cruise Photography here, and he has an awesome story to tell. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So let's talk about you. I found out a lot about you last week, and we've been friends for a little bit through Jersey Man magazine, but I had no idea you had these corporate careers before you transitioned into being an entrepreneur. So I want to hear it all. I'm sure everyone else does, because you can inspire them to kind of live without a net, so to speak. Take us all back. Where did your career start?
So yeah, it's kind of a weird and windy backstory. So I originally started out college as an architecture major because that's what I was going to focus on. And then about 2 years in, I was like, I don't know if I want to make a decision on what I want to be when I grow up right now at like 19 years old. So I switched schools. I switched majors. I got a degree in business with a concentration in marketing because I figured that's flexible enough for me to get a job. And then I'll figure out once I start making money, then I'll be able to like figure out what I want to be. And so I got an entry-level job at Vanguard, the investment company, and I was doing problem resolution. And then I was asked to join a team where we were implementing Six Sigma at the time. So then, you know, we went and we got statistics books and we taught ourselves how to be statistical analysts. And I was doing process improvement. Then I was doing moved over to the advice side. I was doing like a redesign of that product. And then we were doing investor behavior analytics. And then during that time, I missed being creative. So then I went back to school at night at Drexel, and I completed my architecture degree. I was going to go leave and make buildings. I was like, all right, I took a detour, but like, this is really what I want to do. And then the financial collapse happened, and all of my architect friends were out of work, and they were just like, this is a terrible industry. You don't want to come into this right now. And a buddy of mine worked on the website of Vanguard, and he said, come over and do user experience. And I said to him, yeah, I'd done some of their analytics. And I said, I don't know anything about web design. It's not my jam. He said, it's architecture with a different building material. Just do that here. Like, you don't have to do it how they're doing it. Do it like that. And so then I ended up doing that for working on the 401k website. And then I worked on the HR platform that the benefits administrators would have at their companies to access Vanguard. And then I worked on a bunch of other like side projects. It was always like a little, you know, little project to like pull me on and do that. So meanwhile, when I finished architecture school, I was kind of had all, I was doing that at night and on the weekends, basically. It was like either I was in school or I was working on a project. And I picked up photography as a hobby just to, because I was bored. And so I would wander around the city and I would do architectural photography, like skyscrapers and cityscapes and that kind of thing. And then, via Instagram, I just started to meet people and I started to do portraits, and then I started to get some buzz and started to get some requests, and became one of those things where I was working on a final project at Vanguard and I was talking to my boss about like the next thing that I could jump to, and everything sounded boring. And I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. I said, I think I'm just going to quit. And I'm going to do this photography thing. And he's like, wait, what? I said, don't worry, I'm not leaving today, but like, I don't think that any of those sound interesting to me anymore. So I'm really good at this photography thing. I think I had gotten published. I'd gotten an award. I'm like, I'm getting requests. I'm like, I can go do this. And so then in March of 2019, I left and I went full time and started John Cruise Photography. And so then I think the first year for somebody with as much marketing and UX background as I had, and branding, I did all of the wrong things. Cause like, I don't know if other entrepreneurs have gone through this, but like you jump in the deep end and you're like, okay, I have all these things now that I need to do. And there's no delegating because it's just me. So then I made a website and I made business cards and I made a logo. And I just started to make things, but none of them had like something to hang on, like a core philosophy. I was just going to go out there and be a photographer and just do all these things. And so like, I basically did, I spun my wheels for about a year, and then COVID happened and everything shut down and I couldn't be in front of everybody. And so that gave me a time to sit back and say, what is my brand? And it comes back to like, there was a through line that I didn't think about. When I was doing statistics, I took complex sets of data and I turned it into narratives to make decisions. And then in UX, I took complex experiences like retirement planning or setting up a retirement plan if you're on the benefit side, and simplifying it into steps. And so now with photography, I take stories and I condense them into images. So I craft stories through different mediums, but I've been doing it my entire career. So then that became my brand. And so the primary focus was to create artwork for people's homes. I wanted to tell life stories and make them feel proud of like the life that they had built and decorate their walls with it. And then just because of networking, I get a lot of requests for like headshots. And I don't mind doing the occasional headshot, but that's not, I don't want to do like the same photo over and over. And what I was really like, you know what? I can help you with your brand. And so that's when I started to do some of that. And it's only been a couple of months that I've been doing it, but it's about like helping them take the thing that they're passionate about and then putting it into a language that they could then communicate to others, and then helping them create images in order to support that. So that's the long and windy way to where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I love your organic approach to it on LinkedIn, also Instagram and Facebook, of course, but I always catch them on LinkedIn. So are you doing them daily now or just as many as you can fit in? Because I think it's such a cool and short and organic way to get the message out.
For my my post, I try to post to LinkedIn every weekday. So I take the weekends off, but I try to post something every weekday, you know. And I don't think I've missed many, but I will try to like. And I'm not a practice what you preach guy, because like I'm t like what I really should do is take a step back and come out and do a social calendar like I've done for other people and like actually plan these out. Usually, what it is I'm walking my dog in the morning and I think of something to write that occurred to me in a conversation, yeah, you know, maybe that week, and then I find a photo in my archives that like might fit with that story, and then I sit down in the morning, spend about 15 minutes, I write it, I post the photo, and I walk away. So
Very
that's
cool.
really what I should be doing, is like planning these things out. But it's very much like, yeah, walking my dog, and I'm like, I gotta think of something to write this morning.
I know. I'm kind of the same way. And then I sit on them sometimes instead of just posting. And I think sometimes just posting is the best thing to do. Just get the
Yeah,
content.
I have found that like it's better to get the idea out there. Like, yeah, you know, sometimes, and because it's early in the morning, there might be typos, and people will point it out. But for the most part, I'm just trying to get a thought out there. I'm trying to get them to think about something next, and to engage in a conversation of some sort. So, you know, so I don't worry about it being perfect, because we don't live in a perfect place. And social media is actually best when it is like just, you know, talking to the camera and just put it out into the world. Because like if I were to wait for things to be perfect, then nobody gets to see them. And that's, you know, I've already forgotten about it.
Right, that's a great way to say it. It's so true. And people appreciate being authentic and real and not so perfect,
Yeah.
honestly. So what's next for you? Where do you want to take this?
So really what I've been working on, you know, I want to continue to do artwork for people, and tell like, you know, personal stories that they get to decorate their home with. Like I definitely still want to continue to do that. I'm just now building out this, what is this branding arm, which started out as just photography, but then as I was meeting with people, they're coming to me looking for photos, but they don't have a tight story yet. So like the photos, I can give you pretty photos, but if it doesn't tie back to something, you're not going to get the value out of them. So I'm building out like silos of like, what part of the branding do you need? And some of those things I have expertise in, and some of them I don't. Like I've designed my own logo. I'm not going to design other people's logos, but I know people who can. So that's an area where I can run quarterback and say, this is your brand story. This is what every element that you have needs to reflect it back to that story. I can handle the photos. I can handle your content calendar. I can handle these things. What I can't handle is, yep, I'm not going to build your website for you because I don't do that for a living anymore. And I'm not going to do a logo because that's not my bread and butter, but I can get you people that can. But it's really about getting people to like get clear about their message. And then the photo should help that.
Yeah, let's talk about your portrait or photography business. No one has heard about it yet. So you focus on dogs, all kinds of artwork, what the customer wants. How do you deliver that?
So for families, like for artwork for the home, it is families, it's kids, it's pets, it's whatever it is you care about the most. I want to know about that relationship. And I want to, so I sit down with people and I'm not the type of photographer to like set up in a park for the day and take like five sessions, because I don't know if that's the place for you. Like, I got to sit down with you, talk about your decorating style, talk about your relationship. Like, I want to know the story that you want to tell 20 years from now, because you're going to look at it every day. So let's figure out what that story is. And then okay, what's the plan for that? I want to look at this every day, and I don't want it to just be, the plain Jane. I want it to be something that's unique to us, because we're unique. And
Sure.
then that philosophy to photography carries over into my branding. I don't want your branding photos to look like they came from me. They're going to be different because your story is different, right? There's some out there that's like, I see the brand and I can guess who the photographer was because they take a certain type of image, right? Yeah, and so you know that their style. Mine is more about like, it's from a, and because my training's in design. So it's like not necessarily about my style. It's about what's the style that you're going to live in. And so like, this is your brand. Let's see if we can get that for you, right? It may not hang up on my wall and it may not go on my website, but it doesn't have to because I'm not the client. You are. So it's really just
Yeah.
extracting that story and making that photo. There's a saying, picture's worth a thousand words. Let's figure out what those 1,000 words are, and let's make it meaningful, and then let's
Right.
make an image out of them.
Yeah, I love that. How are you getting your customers? Is it mostly word of mouth and networking?
Yeah, it's a little bit of it's networking, it's daisy chaining like previous clients. It's a little bit of social media, although most of the inquiries that come in for social media aren't necessarily the right fit for me. Like they'll be a be, I'm starting to see a shift in that as I talk more about branding. But from an artwork standpoint, they see photos and they just go, "Oh, I want that." And but it's not necessarily what they're not looking for, exactly what I do. So it's mostly networking. It's mostly I found that my best way to express what I do is conversational. So it's a conversation here, it's a conversation there. It's saying, this is what I do, and because I'm passionate about it, they get excited. So that seems to be the most effective right now.
What tips can you give entrepreneurs who are just like you, maybe pivoting careers and trying to get clients and get the word out? What's the best approach?
So for me, I learned this, the hard way. I spent my entire career at one company, and I never applied. I bounced around and I did fundamentally different things, but I never applied for any one of those jobs. I was good at something, and then some senior person would ask me to go do it there. Or in that one case, like to pivot all the way over to user experience, my buddy was like, come be a designer. I know that you can do it, right? I didn't aspire to be that. I just was asked. So when I went to launch my photography business, my entire professional experience was, if I'm good at stuff, people will just ask me to do it, because that was my life experience up until then. I was good at things and people just asked me to go do more and paid me more money to do it each time. And that's not how the real world works once you get out. It's because it's not just about that. And my entire network was at one company. It wasn't like I had to go join things and go rebuild a network that lives outside of that one company and just go say, okay, I gotta like expand this and go and take my message to other people. And the more I said it out loud, the more refined it got, right? It wasn't refined the first time. I was like, my brand message was cluttered, because I wasn't really clear on what my brand was. And that's another thing for entrepreneurs. Like, there's a fine line between, like, you have to balance between being stubborn and being curious. You have to be stubborn enough to stick to who you are. You have to be true to that. You have to know what that is and stick to it, but you have to be curious enough to learn and adapt and grow when necessary. But if you're only learning, adapting, and growing, you're all over the place, then you're a rudderless ship just floating around and you have nothing to go back to. And for me, I go back to, I am a storyteller first. That's always been my skill set. And the camera's just the way I do it. And because of that, I have allowed myself to say, it's not just photography that goes with this. It's also helping them craft that story, because it goes back to, that's the core of my brand. Photography is a major part of that, but there are other elements that I can include and help people with.
Yeah, that's a great analogy to like people to think like, what's their lighthouse or like,
Yeah.
focus, you know, that encompasses their entire goal. And I think people lose that. Even me, sometimes when we're pulled all over the place, especially today with technology and social media and meetings in person and on Zoom, it's hard to kind of focus.
Yeah, and I think it's tempting. We've all done it. We see this new thing and we want to go chase that. But if it doesn't fit with what we are, like and you've seen it's happened with larger companies. Like they try to make something that doesn't fit with their core brand and it doesn't work. It drops. Like, I mean, how many times have we heard that Apple's going to make a car? And I don't know that they're still working on it or if they've given up on it altogether, but like a car is a different thing than the computing inside of it, right? It's not a computer with wheels. A car is a function. It's a different thing. It feels like I don't know that it will work, but it might. But they'd have to figure out a way to like get the iPod and the iPhone. Like these felt like natural progressions outside of computing. But like if you don't do that, then it just doesn't feel like part of your brand anymore.
Do you think entrepreneurs need to be weird?
I think everybody's a little bit weird. So like, it's I think they have to be afraid, or I think they have to be unafraid to do it differently. Because here's the thing, and I've used this analogy before. Like if you're gonna try to copy something else, if you're just gonna try to play it safe, like unless you're Heinz, you're just another ketchup. And there's no just another ketchup on restaurant tables, right? They're all Heinz bottles. So you have to either come up with something that is fundamentally different, or you end up just being another ketchup that isn't Heinz because you're not the biggest name and you'll never overtake them. So you have to say, I want to be hot sauce. I want to be sriracha. I want to create something that is fundamentally different that might also go on food, right? It's got to be, because if you're just like, oh, I'm going to make Heinz better. Good luck. You're going to get swallowed up. And you're not even big enough to get bought out. Like Heinz doesn't even care. Like it's not like they're going to absorb you. You're doing nothing that they can't do already.
Right. It's just the same as Wawa and Sheetz or Domino's and Pizza Hut, or it could even be Pat's and Geno's. It's like you got to come up with something that's unique, that's different.
Or you're just another commodity. You're never, you're just, you have a ceiling. You have the 100 people that know you that are going to buy your thing, and that's the end of your growth. You're done after that.
Yeah, it's true. So, do you think it's also important for people who are in our space to kind of like take breaks or like whiteboard or have like some type of creative session and step away to kind of re-energize and refocus their brand?
Yes. And I don't do it nearly as enough as I should. COVID forced me to, and that really—I mean—that first week where I said, "Okay, I can't go out and photograph people right now until we figure this out," I sat down and I redid my website, I redid my logo, I redid everything, and I all of a sudden the idea started coming because I knew I couldn't do anything else, so I could sit down and just live with the brand and say, "What is this?" And it really pulled everything together. When you're living in the moment, it's kind of hard to give yourself the grace to say you need a day to just process. Especially when you're a solo entrepreneur, like, right, I work by myself, so I don't have a team to bounce things off of. So I have to like sometimes just sit and process, and I don't necessarily get a chance to do that. There's plenty of time for me to do it if I carve it out. But when you're in the thick of it and you're like, I gotta go get the next client, you forget like, does this fit with what I'm trying to accomplish, or am I now just again reacting?
What traits or gifts do you think people need to have to kind of endure entrepreneurship and all the ups and downs?
I think the key thing is that, like, it's like anything else. Like, I really love photography. I wanted to start a business around photography. And then when you get into like doing it, photography ends up being like this much of it, and then running a business is this much of it, right? And some of that stuff is still fun for me, because of my background, but some of it's not. And you have to realize like this is still that I still have to love this, like this, and I'll tolerate this. And you have to like really evaluate to say, if you're going to make a product or service, you're like, this, the world needs this. You have to really believe that, because if you don't, you're not going to tolerate all the stuff that goes along with actually running a business, because that's the stuff that's like, it has to get done. There's no, you know, and so you have to like truly believe in the thing. And if you don't real, if you don't truly, if you sit down and you look in the mirror and you go, I truly don't believe in this thing, don't make the thing anymore, because you're just going to
Right.
drive yourself crazy.
It's a lot with contracts, proposals, bookkeeping. I hate all
Yeah.
math type stuff, so I get it.
Yeah.
Where will John Cruise be in the future? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
I've always been terrible at that stuff. Because like it's never
Sorry.
worked out where I thought I was gonna be,
Same.
like at all. Like, yeah, you know, at one point I was gonna run you know, an advertising agency in my head. And another time I was gonna be an architect, and another time I was gonna be, you know, this, that, or the other. So I don't know. I enjoy what I do now. I enjoy talking to people. Every person that I get to try to crack into their story, I learn something every time, and that's enjoyable for me. And the challenge is like, how do I make that into an image? That's fun for me. Who 5 years from now, is that still going to be fun? I don't know. I think so, but yeah, we'll see. But I think that, you know, my thing is I like stories. I like connecting with human beings. So I think that there'll always be some element of that. And so I don't see this going away, but you never know.
Yeah, well, it appears you follow your heart since you had said to the one company you were going to quit and pursue photography. So
Yeah.
we'll keep our eyes on you to see where your heart takes you. How do
Yeah.
people find you? Tell us all of your channels on social media and your website.
I'm embarrassingly online. So my website is John Cruise Photography. I have Instagram and TikTok are John underscore Cruise. Facebook is John Cruise Photography. I'm on LinkedIn. I don't think I can get into X anymore, but I had a Twitter account back in the day, but I don't use it. But so yeah, if you Google my name, you're probably going to find something of me, because there's very few people that have my name, and none of them put things on the internet as often as I do.
Got it. So it's easy to find. I understand because I have like Jenna Communications, Jenna Com, Jennifer Sherlock, Jenny Bentley. People are so confused. I'm like, I'm in marketing. I should probably straighten that out.
Right. Well, and that, like, there's that old saying that the cobbler's kids have no shoes, because it's like I don't take any of my own advice as often as I should. Like, I should, to your point, maybe it's like a Monday morning, sit down and say, okay, what are my brand values? Is everything I'm doing aligned to that? Am I strategic? What's my social media strategy for the next month? Like, I don't do any of it. But I do it for other people. But I need to start to like give myself time to do it for myself, because, you know, it's
We
just,
all do.
yeah.
I'm the same boat. I'm in the
Yeah.
same boat, so I understand.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. It was fun catching up with you, and I guess we'll all have to just keep tabs on you to see where your career goes.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's part of the fun of it, right?
Yep. Thanks again. Thanks for being on my show.
Thanks for having
Have
me.
a great day.
You too.
Well, that's it for now. Thanks everyone for joining us. Please reach out to me so I can feature you on my show. I do respond to everyone. You can find me on my Instagram at Jennifer Sherlock or my business Instagram at JennaCom. And check out our new website coming soon, livewithoutanet.com. Thanks again, and I look forward to taking risks with you.